Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you go into work today, I want you to think carefully about this.
Okay.
Because I believe that we all consider our coworkers and neighbors to be kind of like us. But that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a new study found that 4.4% of Americans... That's about one out of 25 people, to put that in perspective. So how many people you have in your office?
Okay.
If you got 50 people, that's two people. Wear the same pair of underwear for 4 days or more before they change them.
Gross. So one of us in here does.
No, that is not correct, Hawk.
Okay.
I don't think so. It's one out of 25. Do you think there's 25 of us?
No, I'm just saying it's like 25%. Oh, no, it's not.
Not at all.
Yeah. I'm not,
so
I'm not good at word
if there
problems.
Were 25 people in the room, then you would have been right. But there are 25 people in this building, so there's someone in this building, it might even be two people in this building, who are walking around in underwear they've had on since Saturday.
You want me to go walking around and ask?
I don't think you'll have to ask, Cato. I think you'll know whenever you get close to them.
How? Because we don't know now who it is. Is there a specific person you're thinking about?
I'm thinking you would smell it when you got too close to them.
Four days is a long time.
Not after 4 days. You're gonna smell it through their clothes.
I'm a little concerned. It might be someone next to me.
I don't do it. I'm just saying you're not gonna smell that though. I mean, it's gross. It's disgusting. But you're not gonna smell it.
I've never smelt anyone that I think smells bad in the building.
Yeah.
Well, they say sometimes the person that does it covers up with cologne.
Okay. Mm.
So that could be one reason why you're not noticing it. Another 9% of people wear the same pair of underwear for 2 to 3 days. That means roughly 1 out of 7 people don't change their underwear daily. Now, if you're like me, I assume everyone in this building is probably changing their clothes every single day and showering every single day.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You think it is because it's how you live. You assume that people behave the way you do. So you assume that everyone is staying clean. But somewhere in the building is someone who thinks that everyone else is wearing the same pair of underwear for 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And that person is bound to let it slip sooner or later.
What slip?
The fact that they think they're normal, so they're going to kind of be like, yeah, I've got to wash my underwear tomorrow because it'll be my fourth day. And you're like,
If I'm judging, I can, just being judgmental, thinking about some people here that might do that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't sniffed them, and I haven't sniffed anywhere close because I thought that might be weird. When you're standing right beside them, at the vending machine.
Yeah.
Do you know what's sad, though, is that you learn that at home and you learn it early.
Right.
And there are people who just haven't taught their children that.
I hope.
They get into middle school and they have to be told these things and taught these things, but you shouldn't do it with disregard. You should do it with, be respectful and just say, this is hygiene. This is what you have to do. Some people have to be introduced to that.
I hope they don't learn at a new age or early age because my kids don't take a bath every day.
That's true. It's not until they get a little older they start.
Because my sons, sometimes, 4 days, if it's a weekend, been like Thursday, he took a bath. I'm like, he's good until Sunday morning, until we go to church.
That's a lot, Hawk. I think little kids don't have those sweat glands yet. So until they start to get puberty, they're okay.
But they have to have someone in their life to teach them that that's the way. And that's how you develop into that as an adult. So maybe some of our adult coworkers didn't have the right upbringing. Who knows?
I don't know, because there's that one person that always teaches him. His name is Coach. Because in middle school, we always would get a speech at some point from the coach about how you needed to shower every so often. In health class, they would teach you these things.
But they can't these days because that would offend those that don't shower.
Oh.
So, yeah, because I can see a parent going to school getting onto the coach because they made their kids stand out because he doesn't shower.
You made Johnny feel dirty just because he doesn't shower every week.
Now, we're not talking about weekends, are we?
No, weekends are completely okay.
Good, because I save a lot of water
on
the weekends.
I can't do it. I can't. I mean, even as an adult, I have to shower. That's the first thing I do when I get up. Even on a Saturday, I'll get up at 7 o'clock. That's sleeping in for us. And I'll take a shower first thing, or I feel nasty the rest of the day.
So you're like weird, like those people that brush their teeth when they get up on a Saturday morning. Oh. I'm like, I got to drink coffee, eat breakfast and all before I attempt to brush my teeth.
Cato, they found that 6% of people don't brush their teeth every day.
We're not talking about weekends, are we? I save a lot of water on the weekends.
Yeah. And 3% don't change their sheets any more than 4 times a year.
No, I am above average on that.
That's okay, good.
That's once every 3 months.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Those are called bachelors.
I guess so, yeah.
Single men.
What's the longest you've ever gone in college? You said you...
What, with sheets or toothbrush or not showering?
Okay.
Well, I mean, every semester you had to take them off. I mean, every school year you had to take them off the dorm.
I remember being in college and my mom would always ask, where are your sheets? Because my mom's fanatical about keeping the sheets clean. And so every week she would, you know, hound me about, you know, put your sheets in the, you know, laundry, because I would take, my mom would do my laundry when I was in college.
Yeah.
I would come home on the weekends.
Wow.
And so that was.
Well, how often should you wash sheets? I'm about every 2 to 3 weeks.
I think anything under a month is okay.
Okay, good.
But it depends on how dirty you are.
And I'm single, so I have two sides of the bed. When one gets dirty, I roll the other for a couple of weeks.
That's smart. Yeah. That's smart. Right,
I save water. I didn't know if I told you that.
Yeah, you do.
You've actually kind of grossed me out a little bit.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.